right, 9:22, we're back at it here in my radio hut. The fog, yeah, kind of comes and goes. We're at 38 degrees right now. Friday mornings. I love Friday mornings. I love this segment, too. Relatively new, but talking with CHI St. Francis President Terry Anderson like we do every Friday. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Always like to see your smiling face.
Well,
here,
yours, yeah. Too.
So today, I'll let you do the introductions, too. We're going to talk about something very, very cool.
Yeah, so today with me, I have Joe Rondorf. He is a very essential team member to our organization. He works in environmental services. And we all know, you know, one of the most important jobs is that type, you know, keeping the infection rates or the, you know, cleaning to make sure we don't spread any infections. Mm-hmm. And the other intricate part they do is when they're in patients' room, they get to visit. They get to know the patient. So it's a twofold. So they are, they keep the place extremely clean, and they visit with our patients. So with that, I'm going to pass the mic off to Joe.
Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Hey, thank you for being a part of the show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for having me.
What is, kind of thumbnail it for us, what is a typical day like for you from front to back?
A lot of it's based on the different locations I'm in. Today I'm in long-term care. So my main focus is to clean the many of the rooms that are there.
Mm-hmm.
And I generally try to work with go in and clean the rooms when they're not in there, just so that I'm not disturbing them. But there are a handful of people that love to have somebody in there while they're there to talk to.
So, Joe, when you say clean, you're understating things, because clean to me is not the same as clean to you.
Yes, it's a little bit different. We use a lot of medical grade detergent, mostly in the intermediate level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's through our multi-fiber rags. And those are really nice because, like, you have an upholstery yarn that you have.
Right.
Those are considered in the measurement that's considered, like, 500 to 700 dental. And the stuff that we use, the fibers are so small, they're a 0.6 dental. And then they're frayed out, so they kind of act like a multi-tip spear, like if you've ever done spear fishing. And we're puncturing when we wipe everything down. We also have a sanitize, but we're puncturing the wall of all the microbes and things like that as we're wiping things down.
That sounds so comprehensive. What kind of, I'm sure you had to go through some kind of training.
Oh,
to be
yes.
able to do this, correct?
CHI has a wonderful training program. Usually every 6 to 4 months, we have several training videos that we review so that everything stays fresh in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part one of those training programs that we have.
So this is an all-day, you know, I would imagine an all-day venture for you. This is a full day for you.
Oh, yes. I spend mm-hmm. the full 8 hours cleaning rooms. As far as the training videos, they're broken up into a couple hour sessions to do when we have maybe a bit of free time.
How long did it take you to kind of get up to speed with this and really be acclimated?
About 3 to 6 months to fully feel like I knew what I was doing.
Okay. And how many people are working with you, or is this just something you're doing on your own?
Usually we work individually in different sections of the hospital, but we're part of a 14 to 18 person team to keep that hospital clean.
You've got quite a team.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And so what brought you into this? I mean, how did you come to this? Give us a little history.
Well, I was working at Domino's for quite some time, running that. And one of my coworkers was working for CHI at the time. So they were like, hey, this job seems really stressful. It's difficult for you. I see how you clean the Domino's here. Would you like to go over and maybe put into there? I'll go over, put in some good words for you.
Right.
And they were pretty much happy to see me when I finally showed up.
let's talk about something that Terry brought up too. It's the connection that you make with mm-hmm. patients and with your coworkers too. How does that work for you?
Pretty well. If anything, I have to be a little careful about how much connection I make.
Right.
We do have a lot of come and goes
mm-hmm.
For good things and bad things.
Right.
And then as far as my coworkers are concerned, I mean, keep it professional.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But we work as a very well-oiled team. Whenever somebody can't make it, somebody else steps in and covers what we can.
Right. You love what you do?
Oh, yeah.
I would think you'd have to.
I mean, to have to do those training videos, I have to say.
Does that get updated too, Joe? I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, so it's like, okay, I know everything I need to know.
Like,
that never happens, right?
In the last couple years, and I've been at this for getting close to 5 years now.
Okay.
We've had like a cybersecurity training, and I've only seen the same cyber, like they've been revamping it every year.
Wow.
I think the only time I've seen it be used the same was the last 2 years. That's it.
So that even pertains to environmental services.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
All that information is very important. We have training on security. We have training on if something hazardous happens, like someone brings a gun into the hospital, what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
We also have one for, I just spaced out on it. But, yeah, we have all these things. They have us very well prepared.
Right. It sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor. Come back, because there's so much more I want to ask you, too, but we're out of time for today.
Yeah.
Promise me you'll come back. We'll do more talking about
problem.
This, okay?
I love this stuff.
Oh, yeah, good stuff. Terry, again, so many cogs in the wheel out there.
Absolutely.
At CHI. And this is another one.
Yep. And the one thing, I'm going to put Joe on the spot. He goes up and down the hall, and everybody he greets, he has one saying, and it is sincere. And what is it, Joe?
Welcome to St. Francis.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep. So,
good things. And like I say, I look at you and I just think of the word onward.
That's right.
Terry Anderson.
Yep.
That's just kind of what comes up in my head. Thank you so much for stopping in again.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have a great weekend.
I sure will.
What are we talking next Friday? Are we keeping that a secret?
Well, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about silver sneakers for the silver sneakers lovers out there.
I love it.
We're ramping that up.
Okay.
So,
aren't you doing out there?
The other cool thing we're doing, which is actually next week, is having an Easter egg hunt for our employees and grandkids, children and grandkids. And
sure.
I think I'm enjoying it more than the kids will. You know, we're stuffing the eggs. I got the Easter bunny suit. And
oh, man.
It's going to be good. We're going to have fun.
Are there going to be peeps? Tell me no.
No, God, no. There's no peeps in the house. Absolutely.
I love that.
Not.
That's why we love you, Terry Anderson. Great to talk with you.
Yep,
and look
you
forward
too,
to
Bill.
Our conversation next Friday. 9:29 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Thursday's Farm Talk, we get an update on weather with Endon Director Daryl Richeson.
Planting's going on like crazy out there for the wheat, I've heard, because it's dry and the soil just it's not frozen, so they might as well get out and work it. We're actually going to be talking to one of those farmers here in about 10 minutes. I would imagine they're banking on the fact of catching a rain here pretty soon. Anything on the horizon?
Yeah, they might get a little bit this weekend. So the folks that, and I see them on my cameras actually out west planting. So they might get a little bit this weekend, like has been the case for months on end. It just really doesn't look like much. Might be the spot. And then, you know, it's really going to warm up. So next week again, you know, after it cools down a little bit. So I don't know if this moisture would be enough with what they have to really get things to germinate. But, you know, then they might have to wait till the next wave comes in, which would probably be, you know, the 21st, 22nd of April time frame. But there'll be a little bit this weekend. But again, it looks more so northwestern North Dakota has a little bit better opportunities than southwestern North Dakota. And I've seen